In the name of the resurrected Christ, amen. Every year on Easter Sunday, we hear the resurrection story proclaimed again. Jesus has been laid to rest, his body cold, wrapped with linens, ready to mummify over time, lying sealed in a tomb, so his friends believe. It had been 3 days. And his disciples, his friends, arrived, and someone had rolled back the stone. Every year, we return to this story on this day. There was a young adult at a previous church I served, and he'd always come dip his toe in on Easter Sunday. So in the 5 years I served there, I saw him 5 times on Easter Sunday. He even had a special linen suit with a pastel tie he wore every year for the occasion, so I knew who he was. And I'd been there for 5 years, and this year, like clockwork, he would greet me at the door on Easter Day. He stopped me with more than a greeting for the first time, saying, "I love this church, but if you can help me understand something, it seems the only story you tell here is about Jesus and the tomb." If this is the only story you ever hear, it's enough. And I promise if you do come back another Sunday, there are many other stories we tell. In reality, there's not just one, but 4 resurrection stories. You can go to the end of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and see 4 different versions of the same story, each with striking differences from the other. People in each resurrection story experience the resurrection in strikingly different ways. In the Gospel of John, which we heard proclaimed today, Mary Magdalene is the first one to the tomb. There, even before the sun rises, she's overwhelmed with grief. She's also the one to whom Jesus appears in resurrected form in this Gospel. For Peter, he wants to investigate what has happened. He goes into the tomb first, assesses the scene. And there's no comment on how he responded, except that he noticed the carefully rolled and placed linen cloths that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. Peter had been, after all, the one who denied Jesus just days ago. And now we're really just left to wonder how he's taking this in. And then there's that other disciple, filled with energy, who rushes to get to the tomb first. But then he gets there and he's like, "I'm not going in there." Tentative at first. His enthusiasm, however, is not the vibe he's getting from everyone around him. And he finally decides, "Well, I guess I should go in." He was so excited to get there, they might as well go in all the way. And once he enters that empty tomb, no more needs to be revealed or said. He believes. Mary, Peter, and the other disciple, they each come to the resurrection story as different people and have a different experience of the powerful mystery of resurrection unfolding before them. I wonder how you come to the story today. Perhaps you're like Mary, deeply devoted to Jesus, But these past months, and years maybe, they've been full of grief and loss. Perhaps you've had some ups and downs with Jesus, like Peter. And coming to a worship service like this leaves you simply observing and not yet arriving at a conclusion. Or maybe you're like that other disciple. Easter day fills you with wonder, awakens you, deepens your belief. The reality is that each Easter we hear the same story, but we experience the story, each of us in this room and each year in different ways. Even from year to year, what stands out about the story we tell time and time again changes because you and I have changed. One year, as a teenager, I had a newly found and fast-growing sense of a relationship with Christ. I had so much wonder and gratitude for the deep love of God made manifest in Jesus' life of love and sacrifice. So coming to Easter day, I was like that other disciple, the one who came running up to the tomb, wondering what would happen next. And then I got the vibe of everyone around me. The preacher processed in. He proclaimed, "Alleluia, Christ is risen." And I responded robustly, "The Lord is risen indeed, Alleluia." But I heard a flatter affect emerging from the mouths of those around me. "The Lord is risen indeed, Alleluia." We all experience this good news in different ways at different times. For me, that year as a teen, I was like the other disciple running to the tomb. All I needed was that see that it was empty, and I believed. I believed with all my heart that love was bringing me to life. Now, there have been other Easters past when my response has been like those around me that Easter Sunday when I was a teen. Like Peter, I've looked in on the empty tomb and simply noticed, leaving unmoved. Resurrection wonder awaited me at a later time and a later place. I've come to Easter day like Mary, eyes still filled with tears. There have been years when the sting of Good Friday still gripped me. It took more than just showing up to move me from the grief of death and loss into a place of joy. And I needed to receive communion upon my hands. I needed to be called by name by familiar voices. The reality is, this is the story we hear year after year, because we are all, just as we are today, invited by the risen Christ to be part of it, just as we are. Just hours ago, the people of Ukraine awoke to Easter Sunday in the midst of war. There was an interview on NPR this past week of a priest in the city of Kyiv. His name is Father Sergei. He's witnessed violence akin to the brutality of crucifixion in these past weeks. Being interviewed so near to the burial site of his own parishioners, he was asked what he has experienced during the invasion there. Father Sergei says, "I can summarize what I have experienced in one word, Emmanuel. God is with us." My prayer is that if you came here grieving today, that the resurrected Christ might meet you like Mary, that he come to you unexpectedly in the form of someone in your everyday, that your eyes might be opened to the wonder of it all. My prayer is, if you came here ambivalent today, that the resurrected Christ might meet you like he did Peter. In the Gospel of John, it didn't happen for Peter on the seam of the empty tomb. It happened later. It was in a more familiar place to Peter, on the beach where he fished. And Jesus appeared to him and reassured him of his love, and then issued him a challenge: feed and care for others, Peter. My prayer is, if you came here filled with passionate belief today, that like that other disciple Jesus loved, the resurrected Christ might bubble over with hope and grace in you, so that others might see and believe. We all bring our own stories, present in this room, present around the world today, is grief, ambivalence, belief, disbelief, wonder, and joy. And the truth, as I believe it deep in my heart, is that Christ meets us in all of it. God is with us. Nothing can keep Christ from being risen from the dead. And that great mystery can meet and transform any of us, no matter our story. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.